January 28.
Okay, thank you. Teresa Allen is present. David Britton?
Here.
Thank you. Adriana Casanabe?
Present.
Thank you. Robert Gartner? Robert Gartner? Present. Not hearing.
He's here.
Present.
Okay, thank you. Wally James? Thank you. Marianne Martinez?
Present.
Thank you. Mac McPherson? Not hearing Mac. Nancy Sabarnaratomi?
I did say here.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Here.
Was it just me? I didn't hear him. Nancy Sabarnaratomi?
Not hearing Nancy her. Just got in. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Jane Scheidler?
Here.
Thank you. Richard Giselle?
Here.
Thank you. Sandy Wyman?
Present.
Thank you. What, Ted Weisgel? Ted, can't hear you. I can see you, but not hear you. Okay. He's, okay. Sign language. He's present. Susan Young, are you present?
Present.
Thank you. Is there anyone here that I didn't, whose name I didn't call?
Someone is in the waiting room.
I think that was Nancy, but I think that she's.
Okay. She's
Friday.
Yes,
is it Bob?
Oh, I see that Bruce is here, probably just listening in.
Okay.
Remember, Bob joins by phone.
Okay. Well, we have several people listening in on the meeting, so Bob will. Well, Bob said that he's here, so thank you, Madam Chair. Go ahead.
We definitely
Bob
have.
Bob Gardner's here.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The next item on the agenda is the approval of the draft agenda that was sent to everyone at least twice.
I move that we approve the draft agenda.
Second. Any discussion? Hearing no objections, the agenda is approved as drafted. Next item, Richard, election of permanent chair and secretary. Nominations, statements, roll call vote, 2-minute limit for candidate statements.
I would like to nominate Jane to be the permanent chair.
I understand that nominations do not require seconds.
I understand that as well.
Great. Got it.
Doesn't matter. I'm seconding it.
There you go.
Like a reflex. You hear somebody make a motion and you second. any other nominations for chair? Going once. Going twice. Hearing no objections. There is one nomination for chair. I think that we vote on chair before we nominate secretary. Is that's a true false question, Susan?
Well, if it's not, Madam Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
If it's not any other nomination, we don't need to vote. You're automatically the chair.
This is true. This is true. All right. Oh, thank you. Thank you all very much. I don't even have to make a statement. What a vote of trust. I appreciate it. And we're opening nominations for secretary.
You might need to ask if there's any objection.
I thought I did. Did I ask if there were any objections? Okay, I apologize. Are there any objections?
Otis, you got to mute.
It's not part of the committee, no.
Let the cat speak.
Cat has gone off to do something constructive.
So there's no objection to Jane being the chair?
Thank you.
Hearing no objections, thank you. Nominations are now open for the position of secretary.
I nominate Teresa Allen.
I would like to nominate Richard Yuzell.
What happened to Teresa?
I just want to know whether you would like to be secretary, Richard, before I decide.
Sure, I'll do it if nobody else wants to do it.
Well, I think that Teresa is already secretarying at least one other committee. Is that true, Teresa?
I seem to be secretary and chair of development right now, unless someone else wants to offer. But I will serve as secretary if Richard does not want to do it. But
I withdraw my nomination of Teresa.
Richard has indicated that he is willing. Thank you, Richard. Are there
okay.
any
objection?
Coming secretary.
An objection.
Chair, this man, the way I understand it, once you give something to the body, you cannot take it back. So you have to make a motion to.
I can say this, I won't accept the nomination.
Yeah, that is a faster way to do it. Yes.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
And Richard has agreed to be secretary. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations for the post of secretary? Is there anyone opposed to Richard being secretary? Going once, going to, I like your plants, Richard.
Thank you. I gotta water them.
Moving on with the agenda.
On with the agenda. Richard is our secretary. Item 5, approval of minutes. I have approval of minutes of January 7th meeting. Teresa, do we also need to approve the December 28th minutes?
29th, I think it was.
Okay.
I think that we approved those minutes, didn't we?
We discussed them. We did not formally approve them. Are there any objection to approving the minutes as submitted?
For the 29th?
I abstain. I wasn't at that meeting.
Thank you, Susan. Anyone else?
That's for the 29th?
December 29th and January 7th. Both of them looked fine to me. Although sometimes it's hard for me to take notes and pay attention at the same time. Okay, that's done. That's done. Hearing no objection, the minutes are approved.
I need a point of information.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to know whether Richard is taking minutes now or if he needs for me to send him anything.
Showing you his pencil.
I can't. I wasn't looking at him.
And now my pencil's down.
Okay, so do you need anything, Richard?
No.
Okay.
Cup of coffee, maybe.
Sorry, can't help with that. Thank you.
I just woke up.
Agenda item 6, report from Chairman Sandy Weinman regarding year-on-year comparison of online listenership, fund drive results, and monthly income. Sandy, before you start, I just want to say what a perfect example of clarity that report was. I need to dig into it again, but I read it twice, and you made it easy to understand. So without further ado, go ahead and give us your report, Sandy.
Okay, let's see if I can do a little magic here. Maybe, maybe not. Okay, I was attempting to share the screen. Since this was sent around this afternoon, most of you probably haven't read it yet or looked at it yet. What I suggest is that, and I apologize for doing this at the last minute. I was dependent on others to send me information. And frankly, it really didn't come in till the last day or two, even today, just to verify some things. So you have this now. It's got really, it surrounds two things here. It surrounds online listenership through Pacifica streams. Each of our 5 stations have a set of software running that tracks the number of connections to the server. So if, for instance, if you go to TuneIn Radio and you tune into KPFT, then that's one more connection that that software counts. And commercial stations have the same thing. And again, all five stations have this. I've, in the report, you will see a history going back 2 years of weekly averages for online listenership. I also included snapshots of monthly and weekly listenership data that you can look at, just typical. It's all right there. It's Pacifica Streams is the website. Just Google that, it'll come right up. What we're seeing is an erosion of listeners, and we can time mark this to events. So we can kind of track what's going on and why maybe things are migrating. That's, we can look at that and we can draw our own judgments. That's neither here nor there. What we have is data to look at, and we can put a mile marker down. Our average is 40, I think at this point is around 38 to 40 connections per week as we sit here today. At one point that same number was more like 50 or 60 a few months back. As a board, I'm suggesting that we put down a marker that management has to meet. Now, if getting more online listeners means changing programming to attract a bigger audience in the community, so be it. It's a matter of balance and judgment against our mission statement at that point. But it defines something. It defines very clearly what's resonating and what's not resonating and provides those guides. The second set of data that's provided in the report deals with money. A very simple table of performance on the last four fund drives in 2021, where we're looking at goals versus attainment, and also a distribution of income from each and every program that's on the air in great detail. Those tables were provided by Robin Lewis. I was hoping to get a little bit more additional information from Markeisha on monthly income. I'm sure that will be coming along and will become transparent to the board. But at this point, we're not even taking in enough money to operate our $50,000 a month budget. So it's up to each and every one of us to come together and put down these markers and then work alongside management to the extent that collaboration is requested and desired without a war, and try to rebuild listeners, which should lead to more funding. Because I know Aku is on here. I don't know who else. David Britton's on here. The more people you got listening, the more money you're going to get when you ask over the air. PK was on the air. She's probably familiar with this concept as well. So it's just incumbent. It's necessary. It's so vital right now to get to that point where we're self-sustaining, one of the first words in the mission statement. So read the report over, and then maybe as a group we can kind of talk it over and figure out where those mile markers should be. I've also suggested that other firm metrics are how many programmer meetings are you holding, how much coaching are you providing to programmers in terms of fundraising. And by the way, for those programmers on the call, Katia from PFW did an excellent training, and she's repeating that trick tomorrow. There's a Zoom link in the universe that was sent out by the station in an email. So if you didn't get that and you're not on the list, contact Robin Lewis. But anyway, these are the type of things that we can measure that may lead to improvement. And without getting too soap opera-ish or soap box-ish here, there's one station and we're failing. We may not have enough money to pay bills come March. We're right there. We got 19,000 bucks in the bank and the first of the month is about to roll around. It takes 50,000 a month to operate the station. So just keep these things in mind as we're working together, and looking at this data. And maybe there are additional items this group can dream up that we can measure without opinion, without anything, and lay down those markers and say, this is the performance we're trying to achieve, these standards, these levels, these goals. Yeah? So that's what I have to say tonight. It's not as much as I hoped that we would talk about from my perspective, but again, that's on me because it was sent so late. Thank you.
Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
And Ted has.
Yes. I make a motion we recommend to the general manager to please announce the LSB meetings according to the bylaws, which has not been done since 2017, from April to July it was done. It hasn't been done before that for a couple of years either. This needs to be done. It's according to the bylaws. And I thank Sandy for this graphs he sent. And this is really important to have a programming committee. We are not having a programming committee since February of 2012. And two stations have, that's WPFW. And they're doing pretty well, that station. And KPFK, which has to really struggle. That's the big, big, big struggle right there in KPFK. And WBAI is starting their programming committee. So that leaves KPFA and KPFT, really not having a programming committee. And that is really important, having an open one with other listeners coming in to join and to help, improve, because every show can improve. Every show can have improvement and suggest and promotion, and we need to start a programming committee. So I put that I cannot put it a motion in this. Well, I guess so, because this is really what we need.
Nancy, I think your everything that you said is really important and needs to be said, but it's not the business of this committee. And I'm sorry that we don't have a programming committee. And it might be time for you to pull together a programming committee and send an email to the LSB and solicit volunteers to participate in the programming committee, because that's where that work needs to be done. And one of the things that I'm really serious about is work really being done in committees. And that's why I was so thrilled with what Sandy produced, because he grabbed a project and he did the work and he brought the report back to this committee, which is, we need to look at it because it's going to lead us to measurables that we can then discuss with the staff and get everybody on the same page and get us all moving forward with listenership and money.
Excuse me, Jane, I was not finished. What I wanted to say, what Sandy brought is especially suitable for a programming committee to look at. And that's what we need. This is not really appropriate for the MSRC, but it's not completely not, pertaining to. But really, this should be in a programming committee.
Are you interested in starting up the program committee?
Oh, I have for years asked the LSB, and it's always been deferred and deferred. And, the last chair said, please get Nancy, get together with Sandy. And Sandy has always told me, I guess I can reveal it, it's nothing big secret, that his feeling is that we should concentrate on fundraising and making money. But I think we have not. Okay, so for management selection review, I think we can ask the general manager to post a card asking opening up volunteers for a programming committee. That's a thing he can do. Okay, I'm going to write a motion. I'm going to write motions. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Any other comments directly related to Sandy's report on fundraising and listenership?
I see three hands up.
You got Ted and Teresa and myself.
Okay, Ted, I'm sorry. For some reason, it's very challenging for me to see hands raised.
That's because a cat's in the way.
It's your cat. It's your cat.
I see paws, but no hands. I'm sorry. I will get better, I promise. Ted.
My chat is disabled, or I would have put some of this in the chat rather than taking our time. I've been unable to find the email of Sandy's report. If I can't find it, I'd like, no, I guess he just read it to us. I also am looking for documents from you, Jane, but I'm not sure of the spelling of your last name, and you don't help us by only your first name being with your picture. And I don't know tonight's agenda.
It was sent to you this afternoon, and I will send it again right now.
Well, I just sent it to Ted.
Thank you. Sandy's report was mailed out this afternoon.
By whom? Who should I look for it from?
From me, Jane Scheidler. My email is newshound1431, but it should show up with my name. I think it shows up with my name. And my last name is spelled Scheidler. And my personal email is newshound, like a dog reading the newspaper, 1431@gmail.com. Do you have anything else to say, Ted? Because I want to go on to the next person.
No.
We're good?
We're good.
Okay. Sandy, who's next in line?
Teresa. Teresa Allen.
I just wanted to, I guess in a way this is maybe a point of order, but I don't know whether you want to phrase it that way. I just, when Nancy was speaking, she put some words into Sandy's mouth. She said, oh, well, he told me this. I think we should not do that. That's just not helpful. And I would rather just deal with the facts that as are related in these figures that Sandy gave us in his report.
Thank you, Teresa. Sandy, anybody else in the queue?
Yeah, myself and then Richard. Okay. Lower your hand when you're done speaking, by the way. So, Nancy, I disagree. This is the perfect setting to look at this report in the light of trying to establish goals. And these are not programming issues so much as goals defining where, as a board, we would like to see the station be at, you know, date certain. So we go one quarter, maybe we increase the listenership by 5%. Our fulfillment rate on the drive, which was 51%, I think last time, or 71, maybe we'll want to put that at 80%, whatever. We're going to lay down these markers. And then by doing so collaboratively, we can help, we can add to get to those goals. And there are ways to get there and ways to work together to make sure it's effective. So I disagree, Nancy, entirely. And as far as the programming committee goes, yes, it's good to have those things. It's also good to have a studio. And until we get to one, which will be hopefully later this year, we really shouldn't even be tasking staff with even more, because there's hardly a staff to begin with. We need to be supportive, and part of that means backing off and letting them do their job. Just my two cents. Thank you.
Circling back around to Sandy's report, I think we're going to go to agenda item 7, which is now that we have this data. And,
right,
and
Jay, you've got a couple more people with their hands up.
Sorry, I can't see them. I'm very
sorry. Yeah, Richard and Teresa and now Sean.
I think Teresa's hand should come down.
Adriana.
And Adriana.
Stand up too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Richard, yeah.
You're up.
Okay. This is a great place to start, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. And are you enclosing the raw numbers with that so we can see those too? Sandy?
What, can you define what raw numbers means?
Well, those different things that you listed, there was numerical stuff that went along with it, and I was just wondering if you're going to send that too so that we can be crunching the numbers ourselves?
Well, I mean, it's graphical evidence, right? I mean, this is just, this is long-term, 2 years worth of data, a month, a week, et cetera, right? So it just shows the pattern of what's going on. And if you read the text that I probably have a few typos on, you'll get the picture. So take your time and read it over and then let's circle back. Okay.
Sure. Everything I do has typos in it, but, I think it's a great place to start I just wanted to stress that it's a start. And, you know, some people might be hearing this and saying, oh, well, here's a motion we can approve. It isn't. It's a start. And I don't know, y'all may know that, but I just wanted to stress that it's a start. And, as I think it's a good way to start because that way we're giving Dr. Franklin specifics, not just, well, why don't you do something here? And are there, you know, just we're doing specific goals, setting goals so that we can judge them. Thank you. Thank you, Sandy.
And that's, Richard, that's exactly why this data is useful for the MSRC committee, because we're going to use this data to work with Dr. Franklin and the staff to develop goals that everybody is aligned on. And Sandy, tell me who's next.
You've got Mac, you've got Adriana, and you've got Teresa with her hand up again.
Okay. Mac.
Only to say this. I was nodding my head at just about everything that Nancy said. But it's a matter of priorities. And Sandy, I believe, is absolutely right. It makes no sense. You can't program anything if you don't have a radio station to put it on. It's a matter of putting the cart before the horse. We need to fix this thing financially so that we can program. That's all I got.
And
Adriana, and then Teresa.
And then Teresa. Adriana, please.
Yes. First of all, you know, we are throwing a bunch of things here, and I agree, but I still believe in that we can chew gum and walk at the same time. We cannot pick and choose our obligation as board members. We have the obligation that the bylaws are telling us that we have, okay? We need to, and what Nancy was saying was, I agree with her, we need a program committee. If we are trying to entice people and to make listeners or possible listeners to come, we need to be sure what we are doing. And we need to be sure that we have participation. Those numbers look, I really appreciate, Sandy, what you said, but I don't know if it's me that I'm understanding this wrongly, but it sounds to me that we are acting so hands-on right now when a guy that just arrived didn't finish the probatory or the 6 month period that we have, and we didn't say a word during 15 years with managers that bring the listeners from more than 10,000 to 3,000. No. I understand, Jane, and I'm sorry, but I know that is the tendency of the chairs. But let me finish. I agree that we need to start at some point in time. Absolutely. And I think that it's very important that we pay attention to numbers. But we need to be very careful that we are not trying to, how you can call this? We are trying to tell or push the general manager that have a bunch of things that he need to juggle in a way that he feels that we are the one that are making a bunch of decisions that we didn't do till now. I will like those numbers, but I would like the number going a little farther to see what happened from before. Okay? Then we will have a line or a projection that makes sense. No little pieces in history, you know? That first. And the second thing that I want to say too, and I'm sorry that I didn't realize it at the beginning, we have some people here that I think that is public, and we need to be sure that our obligation is always open the floor for the public in the open meetings. We don't want to be in a situation where we have enough penalties from the CPB. Another thing, I hope that our PMB people will tell us, I think that are good news that are coming financially to the foundation, and I think that maybe we needed an executive session or something. I think that we need a house. We need a house. We need a KPST need a station. We need to build the audience. We need to build. And the only problem that I think that we have, like every other company, we have a product. Our product is the programs. If we don't have programs that will attract our people, we'll have nothing. I just heard the other day that it's a small group in Houston, that is bringing, I heard that in NPR, that is bringing $20 million in an endowment because they say that according to all the research, Houston doesn't have enough local news. If some group can have $20 million in an endowment there, they have $1.5 million just put there to start this journalist part. I'm not a programmer. I don't know if I make sense what I'm saying, but we need to investigate some other things too. I mean, the money is there. But for the money to come to our station, we need to be sure that we are presenting something that the people want.
Adriana, everything that you've said is extremely valuable. Two questions. One, do you have a motion?
No, I sent before and I not nobody talk about that. Madam Chair, I sent before the criteria that we use during all this time to try to evaluate manager. I agree that we should go. Absolutely. I agree absolutely with that.
Is available and will be available to us. We're looking to use this data as a tool to develop a collaborative plan with management, the station staff to do evaluations down the line. That is the purpose of this committee, and the purpose of this committee meeting is for each of us to bring action items. And I think that the discussion that you just raised in the last 5 minutes would be extremely valuable if you could put it into an email and send it to the entire committee so that we can discuss it and view it and really think about it as a committee, because the purpose of a committee is to do the boots on the ground, legwork, and bring reports to the LSB about what we think management search and review should be accomplishing. And that was the basis for Sandy's data and this incredible piece of homework that he produced, is for us to look at these numbers and for us as a committee to come up with a plan to talk to the management and staff of the station and see how we can all get where we need to be. Sandy, accurately.
I said all that we are talking about process, I sent it after our meeting of December 29. What I want to be sure that what we are not trying to do here is a little what we always said, that micromanaging, I'm trying to put some pressure. I agree that we are supposed to follow up, because one of the things that we should do is be sure that the goals are being done, that we have goals and we can evaluate people following the, I agree absolutely, but it's not the only measure. That's what I'm saying. If we have this number, I would like these numbers being from a little longer to give me an idea where we start and what we compare with. Not a little thing a few months ago.
Can you be a little bit more specific? If you want to talk to Sandy about how much farther back you would like him to take the data and if he's able to do that?
Yes, I want our data from, we know that before was a disaster. We know that, like I said, from 10,000 to 3,000 is a disaster, you know. Everybody, even your cat, the one that you will go away, will be better than that.
All right. So, Adriana, let me...
2018 till here. Or 2018, if you want, till here.
Adriana, let me stop you because I asked the same
question. Please don't do that.
I asked the same question when putting together this report, Adriana, because I wanted to see a more significant timeline as well. However, the way the software is written, it's written so that it retains 2 years worth of data. And that's what's presented here is all the data that's available. In other words, storing the data, keeping the data, it takes up memory. So programmers write in something called a ring file. And in this case, the ring file holds 2 years worth of data. So you got what you got. It may not be the best thing in the world, agreed. It would be nice to go back to 10 years ago and start looking at it and see what happened where. But we've got 2 years, and I think that's a pretty significant history.
Okay.
Point of order.
Fine. We can have, for example, we don't have all the data, but we can have numbers of membership and fundraise. We can have it longer than that.
Thank you.
Membership, yes. I didn't get that. However, that's an important metric. Yes.
Does somebody else have their hand up?
Ted and Teresa.
Point of order, Nancy.
Go on, Ted.
No, point of order takes preference.
Okay.
President.
Go ahead.
Yes. Could the chair make sure that everybody gets the floor, ask for the floor first, and not a back and forth, please?
Thank you. I will do my very best. Thank you. Ted?
The second paragraph of Sandy's MSRC's plan to track continuous improvement says, and I quote, "This report is being submitted to begin the process of formulating goals that the LSB and paid staff can agree upon and mutually work towards." I have a number of questions related to that paragraph. The first question, and probably the most important, is how does this begin formulating goals? A much less significant question is, why is he identifying paid staff? We have two. And why is one of those the business manager? Why is it not specifically the general manager? And my third question related to formulating goals is this getting us, and I think it should, into the realm of recommending programming? Certainly this report points out that, I don't necessarily agree with this, but it points out that music brings in more money than does other forms of programming. And I just want to point out that in the rest of this report, these graphs that we have are such insignificant numbers, it seems to me. I don't know that Sandy made it clear what these numbers on the left-hand side mean. Are those ones, twos, threes? I see a zero, a 13, a 25, and so on. Are those actual human beings? If so, then I absolutely believe these are totally insignificant numbers. Those are my questions and comments.
Okay, who else is on the in line, Sandy? I apologize.
Marianne Martinez and Teresa Allen.
Marianne, I'm really sorry, Lisa.
That's okay.
Marianne.
Thank you. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, I believe that the programming should be steered by the listeners, since they are the ones that are going to contribute the majority of the money that runs the station. And that was the intent of the founders when they first started Pacifica, was to have it be a listener-sponsored radio. So it should be the listeners who steer the programming, in my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne. Teresa?
Okay. Thank you very much, Sandy, for putting this together. I'm having a little bit of difficulty with some of the charts because even though I've tried to enlarge it, it doesn't actually enlarge the charts. So, and it seems like chart number, figure three, I can't quite, it looks like the bottom is cut off, and I guess I would like a little explanation of some of these charts, but you're saying these first three charts are only online, is that right? Only what we've measured online?
There's no two-year history online, however, monthly and weekly are online, and again, it's Pacifica streams, anybody can dial that up and take a look, and it's for all five Pacifica stations, including T, of course. So okay. Sorry about that. That's probably my own. Didn't have the right screen size when I did the screenshot.
Now in figure one, what are those little yellow lines that are below?
Let me catch up with you. Okay. So Pacifica Streams measures HD1 and HD2. Okay.
Oh.
Both networks, and there's a high definition and a low definition stream for each of those. So you have different colored lines on the chart, and that's what that is. Okay, and this is you have a top cumulative graph for all listeners online to KPFT program. So you can go to the best way to do this is not for me to talk about it. Go to Pacifica Streams and look at it. I think it's pretty obvious what you're looking at, but.
Can anybody do that?
Yeah. There's no restriction. It's a public website. Okay.
Okay.
And Otis tells me through the chat here that, there may be a 4-year history available. So we'll see where we go. Yeah.
Okay. So this is
designed to get us started and to try to focus on metrics that we can present to our management. Mm-hmm. To try to get more listeners and more money. We're at the point again where we're not taking in enough to sustain the station. And
okay.
come April, the reality is maybe we can't pay our bills. Sorry.
So I'm thinking that when we see this.
Could you ask for the floor, Teresa?
Yes, I did ask for the floor.
Line.
Nancy.
Okay.
And Nancy on the stack, please.
Nancy, if you listen to the national board, meeting last night, the parliamentarian spoke, and he spoke about points of order. He also talked about interrupting. Okay, so I'm just following the chair called upon me, and I'm speaking until there doesn't seem to be a timekeeper, so I'm going to try to keep it short, but I have some questions, and I'd like to have a certain flow and response, a little bit interaction with Sandy to put this together so I can understand it. I guess my point is, Sandy, we're taking this and you want us to, at some point we're going to have to give our opinions on why do you think these figures are this way and what we can specifically do to get it changed, to have them go up. I'm thinking, I was talking to something and paying attention to what was happening at KPFA. And I remember when there was at 9/11, we talked quite a bit about, cultural differences, and a lot of people they relied upon KPFT to answer a lot of questions about, Muslim, beliefs. Why this happened,
culture.
What they could do, what people could do. And when I was talking to somebody at KPFA, they said, when the fires happened in California, they relied upon KPFA to give them up-to-date, relevant, useful information. When COVID came, every day people can tune in to KPFA and get information from the top-notch people. And we don't seem to be doing that. Our public affairs and news coverage, or lack of, I think, might have a lot to do with the fact that we're not raising more money in public affairs and news, because we don't have an organized plan for our public affairs. And connecting people with those that listen to it and rely upon it and count upon us to be a community resource and donating to support that. And the other issue, I think, is loyalty, whether it's music or public affairs. Clearly, some people are somehow getting across to the listeners, and these listeners have loyalty, and they are putting their money, they're backing it up with their money. So those are just my thoughts for now, and I'm looking for more in-depth analysis as to what might change these figures.
That's a really good point. And it's also, I think, it once again demonstrates that programming and listenership and fundraising are all together, and the fact that we do need a programming committee. But I want to just stay focused on the data that Sandy brought us, which is incredibly valuable, and look at agenda item 7, which is how to use these numbers to establish goals for...
I have my hand up.
I'm sorry, Adriana, I didn't see it. I'm very sorry. I'm just going to finish my sentence, and then it's your turn. And all I was going to say was, using this data to collaboratively develop with the paid staff and the programmers on moving forward how we can build listenership and build dollars, because that's the point. Okay, Adriana, I'm really sorry that I cannot see your hand. I'm gonna take a Zoom class, I promise.
I agree. I was trying to say something similar to Teresa, did it much, much better than me, but I agree totally. I mean, if you want the community to be loyal and you want the community to support you, you need to do what the community is asking you. I remember every time that we have a big disaster in Houston, I remember that the only option, only once, I think that, Bob was there. I don't remember the details, but keep the station going on. But most of the time, I need to refer to other station, because in our station wasn't giving us, the community, the news that we need, just that. I agree with Teresa. We need to build that interest, because the community only will support a radio station that is useful when you need it. And the second thing is, Madam Chair, I don't like the language that we will use that in the review. That sounds to me like micromanagement, because to review a general manager is not only those issues that are important. We cannot give somebody a ship that is sinking and then said, oh, I'm sorry, but it's not that interesting what you are doing. I think that we should be a little bit more careful with the words that we use, because we are asking somebody that just arrived not only to keep KPFT afloat, to solve all the problems that during 15 years or 20 years we didn't do. That's what I'm trying to say. I agree that we should do, this number are very important, but the numbers are very important for us to see if it's any changes. You know that you cannot change programming and you expect the next day have a totally different, you know, response from the community. You lost. We lost the community. We lost the Houston community. It means a lot of work to recover. We need to offer. We need to show that we are willing to help the community for the community to come back. And like I said, the money is there because, as just mentioned, new journalists, programs are coming out trying to show that we need that in Houston and we don't have it. It's not enough. KPFT used to do that. And the third thing, sorry, Madam Chair, I finish with this. I keep saying we should ask, it's already 804 or 803, we should ask if somebody from the public wants to make some commentaries. I think that would be just nice to do that, even when we forgot to put it in the agenda.
Sandy, who's next in the line?
Looks like Ted wants to talk again.
Say something to Adriana. I think we've said this, and I'm going to say it again in case I got it wrong, and that is using this data is the basis for opening up the conversation and discussing how we are going to measure performance. We are the Management Search and Review Committee. It's our job to review staffing, particularly as it relates to listenership and fundraising, because that's what we really need to focus on. So we want to work with the programmers and the paid staff on collaborate on our goals based on this incredible data that we've got now to work with.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, but I want to ask, I don't want to interrupt you, and I don't want to jump in front of other people that have the hands up, but I don't think that it's fair that you answer to every time that we say something, you take the floor and you answer, because that doesn't allow, it's a back and forth that we cannot have, because we are making other members not give the other members the option to talk, the one that are with the hands up. I'm very sorry, and I don't want to interrupt, and I don't want to take anybody's time, but
you have other people with their hands up.
You shouldn't do that. Okay. Sorry.
PK McCary has not spoken. She has her hand up, and Ted wants to speak again.
Okay, PK, talk to us.
Good evening. I didn't know whether or not you were going to have public comments or not, but what I'd like to say is that what Sandy has done sounds like a start, but it's not complete. And actually, the LSB has been given a complete matrix and an executive summary of what it would take to actually create something that would give you SMART goals. And I mentioned this a couple of times before in this same meeting. SMART goals are specific. And if you've got listeners who steer the programming, what you're going to end up with is a kind of inequity, especially because some music shows are 2-3 hours and other shows are 30 minutes and an hour. How is that looked at? And when you talk about the mission is not to make money, because you're a nonprofit to begin with. So there's so many things that you can do to make sure that there's an equity that is also sustainable. And you have to do that by promoting peace and justice, communicating between all the cultures and nationalities, and striving to contribute to a democratic process that's not about the number of people who vote as much as it is about the equity of the people voting. Money does not measure what we are doing. But who brings in money and who does not sometimes can create a kind of inequity that continues to lower the numbers of people who are giving. Now, as a Southern Baptist, I grew up in the Southern Church. Raising money was always a big thing. You had to tithe, you had to give. But let me tell you something. The rich folks weren't the ones who carried the church. It was the little folks who carried the church. It was the little church, the little old women who brought their little pennies to faithfully, while maybe the mayor who came gave $1,000 a year. We are going to have to measure what it is that we want to see from KPFT. And obviously we don't want the same things. The next thing about SMART goals is, are they achievable? It is when people let go of their egos and decide that they're going to work with people, even if what they're working on is not something that they necessarily agree with, that it's about a Muslim or Black Lives Matter. Is it going to be realistic? Can we realistic turn things around when we don't listen to one another and we spend a whole lot of time vilifying those that we don't like? And then what's the time frame? I don't think it's fair to give him a 90-day or 6-month time frame for something that has taken a couple of decades to break. I'll just leave you with this, and I'll send it to you. I was going to put it in the chat and give it to you again, but I gave it to everybody back in 2019, and I've given it to several other CABs. There are six things that we came up with to decide what it's going to take for us to be an independent media, community media station that's inclusive, diverse, and gives equity and access to its programmer, staff, and listeners. In order to create this fair and equitable atmosphere, the station should be guided by CPB standards and the mission of the Pacifica Foundation. So there are six things that I think, and I put it in the chat, but you all aren't allowing us to put it in the chat.
Would you please put it
in? Review the mission of Pacifica and create a mandate for following it. Provide access to the archives for programmers and listeners, which includes placing archives on a platform that is accessible with a comprehensive search engine. We've got archives that have made us lots of money. Develop a plan to eradicate an oppressive culture within KPFT and stop ignoring that it is an oppressive culture. I was telling somebody today, it's like 1,000 little cuts when we are unfair. You know, I don't have to go to the hospital for it. I may not even need a Band-Aid, but I just feel all these little slices into my psyche and into my very core of what I believe and what I want to do in life, and that's be a peacemaker. So if we identify and utilize the various audio and video platforms, that would allow for better public access and we'd make more money. But we'd also increase the membership, which in and of itself, an increase in the membership makes money. Provide the KPFT committees of cultures of inclusion, programming, development, and outreach with a matrix to create plans to address the concerns of programmers and listeners. And then the LSB needs to put their best foot forward and respond to the public with the commitment of hearing what was said and addressing the needs of the programmers and the public with good faith efforts. I'm done.
Thank you, PK. I would be extremely helpful if you would put that into an email so that we can document it.
I don't want to document it. I want to follow Jane. I'm sorry. I've said this. Those are the little cuts. I've said this more than once. You know, I mean, I'm grateful that you let me talk, but that's just the whole point. You're letting me. Rather than us figuring out how we go from here and taking yourself outside of your comfort zone. I'm not trying to comfort you, but I'm not trying to make you comfortable with a system that is unfair to me and many that I know. There were programmers whose programmers were taken from them, and there was never a conversation by the LSB about it, except for the fact that you didn't like being called, you know, racist and discriminatory. You didn't like being called that.
Point of order.
But we need to, I'm talking.
You are talking a very long time, Madam Chair.
Taking much more time than anybody else in this meeting.
We've got two people with their hand up.
Thank
you. These are the little cups, Jane. Either make a decision to be a leadership in service to all of the communities that are part of KPFT, or continue to make this basically who the whites decide are what's diverse. You all wrote and said, we just elected a diverse PMB. No, you didn't. Stop counting the people of color and thinking that that makes everything okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Who's next?
Ted's had his hand up, and Richard now has his hand up.
I'll yield to Richard and like to go after him.
Okay. Can you hear? Do I have it? Can you hear me?
Okay.
PK, to all due respect, this committee is about management selection and review. It's not about the larger LSB and what we're not doing or what we are doing or whatever. This is about management selection and review. And right now we're trying to figure out ways to do what the bylaws tell us to do in reviewing the GM and if we had one, a program director, and in getting into that. This is not the committee that we go into that kind of thing. And I appreciate what you're saying, but this is not the right place for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Ted.
Point of order, Nancy.
No, thank you. Just Ted has the floor.
No, a point of order in a silence is allowed. It should take precedence.
You have 2 minutes.
No, I don't need 2 minutes. Point of order. What's being broken here is the ability of the public to say whatever they want to say.
That's not a point of order.
And should be no blockage in the chat.
That's not a point of order.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
We're not restricting. We cannot restrict the public of what they can speak of. Do
you know what a point of order is? Do you know what a point of order is?
Yes, sir. I just
ask Ted if you don't know what a point of order is.